Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and I want to thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, as we prepare for Christmas, and knowing it's Friday, it's a big shopping day, we have a lot of company parties and things going on, and I know your life is probably just maxed out right now, so I thought, let's take something other than the Christmas story and maybe try and talk about the wisdom we need to be able to survive or possibly even thrive in our way through a hectic and chaotic Christmas season. So for wisdom, I always look to the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 2, beginning in verse 3, here's what a daddy writes to his son, and the dad writing it would be known as the wealthiest, wisest man ever. And here's what he says to his boy in verse 3, "Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver, and seek them like hidden treasures." And then when you go down to verse 6, it kind of picks up the theme again, and he gives the, this is why you should do that. You should cry out for insight, ask for understanding, search for them like they were hidden treasures, because the Lord will grant wisdom from his mouth, come knowledge and understanding. He grants, in verse 7 it says, a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. Wow. This is one of those promises where God has inspired the writing of a daddy to tell to his son, this is what you need to do to ensure that A, you can walk with integrity, B, you can live honestly, and C, you can receive knowledge, understanding, and the treasure trove of common sense. And then in verse 9 it says, then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Now, I find this fascinating because I have one of these crazy desires to always try to figure out how can I be more productive and how can I succeed at a greater level. I heard it said one time that success really isn't that hard. It's the combination of doing the right thing for the right reason at the right time. This sounds so much like what this proverb says to us. Cry out for insight, ask for understanding. And the intent here is to say, maybe in this chaotic sense of Christmas, in this season, would we stop and cry out for insight and ask for understanding, and then listen to what comes back to us? Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair. Oh my stars. If each of us could function through this season by doing what is right, what is just, and what is fair, how wonderful is that? But the promise says that if you'll ask for it, you will find the right way to go. You see, I believe God Almighty is not making this difficult for us. We do. Number one, we don't look to a book of Proverbs for wisdom. We look to the world. But when we look in this book, we know we are directed to the heaven-sent provider of all wisdom in God himself, your creator, your sustainer. So maybe today, in the middle of the hectic pace of Christmas, you might stop and cry out for insight and ask for understanding. And you might seek them like hidden treasures, for the Lord grants them to you. My friend, today, live in the victory and the knowledge of knowing he wants to give you both common sense and heaven-sent knowledge. Just take the moment to ask him for it. I trust that you're going to have a great weekend and that you might consider joining us in person this Sunday morning. We'll meet at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and we have Sugar Hill Espanol at 11. And then Sunday evening, we'll gather back at 5 p.m. for the Sounds of Christmas. It's literally an evening of festive Christmas music and all of the other celebration like s'mores and hot cocoa and hot cider and all the other things that come with Christmas. I hope to see you then. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.